Chapter 9. Food. The influence of South Africa's different ethnic groups on local food makes a visit to a restaurant an interesting experience. Together, these cultural groups give the country its rainbow menu. The Bantu, as the blacks were known then, taught the early settlers how to grow vegetables and introduced them to modern agriculture. The Zulu people introduced the settlers to mealie-meal, a soft cereal made from cornmeal. The slaves from the east, mostly from Malaysia, brought various spices with them and added interesting tastes to Dutch and English cooking. The French Huguenots came to the Cape and transformed part of the land into a fertile wine-growing area called Franschhoek, French Corner. They planted vineyards there and turned South Africa into one of the world's leading producers of wine. The Germans introduced baked goods and cakes, and the British brought meat pies. The Indians worked in the sugarcane fields in Durban. When their 10-year contracts were over, they stayed, and Indian cooking became very popular. Today, curry and rice is a national dish in South Africa. Barbecues. South Africans are meat lovers, and no Sunday meal is complete without a braai. This is the South African word for a barbecue, and almost every house has got one in its garden. This tradition comes from the 17th century, when the French Huguenots and Dutch settlers cooked their meat on open fires. Today, a favourite braai meat is a German sausage made from beef or pork. South Africans call it boerewors, the African word for farmer's sausage. Bunny chow. In Durban, you can see street vendors selling some strange-looking bread wrapped in newspaper. Don't worry. Bunny chow is a popular dish made with Indian curry, not baby rabbits. A hole is made in a quarter, half, or whole loaf of white bread, and it is then filled with beef, chicken, lamb, or bean curry. The sauce from the meat is absorbed by the bread, giving it a delicious taste. The origin of bunny chow isn't clear, but many believe Indian merchants first served it in a Durban restaurant. Under apartheid, certain cafes were only open to whites. The solution was to serve Indian plantation workers through back windows. But the traditional Indian food was not easy to serve as fast food, so the cafe owners used bread filled with curry instead. A funny bunny is made from the middle of the loaf, so there's no hard bit at the bottom. You have to hold it firmly, or you'll soon find out why it's called a funny bunny. Biltong. Biltong is dried meat, and South Africans love it. There are different types, like beef and ostrich biltong. Where does biltong come from? After a hunt, the San tribe took the meat and cut it into pieces. They hung it in the sun to dry for up to 2 weeks so they would have meat when they really needed it. The Dutch also ate a kind of dried meat, but it was made a bit differently. They added spices and vinegar to preserve it. The Boers liked this idea and started to copy it. If you haven't tasted biltong, you haven't lived. Mapani worms. Now you know about the Big Five, but have you heard of the Big 12? This refers to 12 African insects. The Mapani worm, the green and blue caterpillar of the emperor moth, is one of these. It feeds mainly on the leaves of the Mapani tree, and that's the reason for its name. This fascinating little worm is a local delicacy for people in the northern parts of South Africa and is served in many restaurants. In local markets, you can see large bags of sun-dried Mapani worms hanging in the shops. How are the worms cooked? Women and children pick the caterpillars by hand and then extract their green insides. Then they boil the worms and put them in the sun to dry. You can eat them fried or grilled, or even cook them in a pot with onions and tomatoes. Some people like them dried and crunchy like potato crisps. Although not for the faint-hearted, a dish of Mapani worms is a great substitute for a steak because they contain 3 times more protein than beef. 15 worms a day give you all the calcium, iron and vitamin B2 you need. Just make sure they're the biggest, fattest ones with the most protein.